Ron with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much, Steve.
I'm going to get into the situation as we see it this morning with mortgage applications to buy a home falling, refinances falling, because, again, interest rates are going up. What's the situation as you see it? Is it a serious situation? Are you seeing business or no?
You know, the surprisingly, the demand for mortgages for homes has continued to be very strong. Even though rates are now at the highest level since 2010, and you know, the breadth of the increase has been something I haven't seen. You know, in the 27, 28 years I've been doing this, just 4 months ago, rates were 2% lower. So broadly, roughly, you know, 2 months, 4 months ago, rates were 3%. 30-year fix was 3%, and today they stand a little over 5%. So the increase has been really, really strong, quickly, almost on a daily basis. The market's been killing us on higher interest rates. I don't think it's dire in the broad scheme of things. We, you know, putting aside the last few years where the Federal Reserve and has been really suppressing those rates for with the things that they've been doing. Historically, we've seen rates cycle up and down every 1 to 3 years. So I think what we're going to be getting to here over the next 6 to 24 months is a cycle where rates stay elevated or maybe move a little bit higher. And then at some point they're going to move back down. We don't need to get into the whole yield curve inversion discussion, but there's certainly some indications out there that you know, lower rates in the future are built in already.
Yeah. The Mortgage Bankers Association, in its weekly report, says the refinance applications fell 9%. New home mortgage applications fell by 8%, and said that we're going to see the number of home sales drop significantly in the coming months. Would you agree with that?
Well, certainly all the statistics on demand for refinances, absolutely true. You know, if there was almost a 2 year period there that people had an opportunity to refinance at rates between, you know, in the 2% range. And if they didn't take time or weren't able to refinance in that period of time, they're certainly not going to refinance at 5%. So really, that will eliminate anybody refinancing for the purpose of a lower interest rate. So the people left refinancing, and there will always be people refinancing, and those tend to be debt consolidation. Prices are going up significantly, so people have equity to tap into. So there's for that purpose, a lot of people refinance. The demand for homes, I don't see. The only part of the equation that would, I think, result in a drop in home sales is really just due to the lack of inventory available. There are, anecdotally speaking with clients, very few stories of clients saying they made an offer on a house and they got the first one that they tried. So it's very difficult to secure a house. People are going in with multiple offers. Cash offers are at 28%. So, over 1 in 4 homes that are being purchased today in the U.S., people are purchasing with cash, and in most of those cases, that's not because they want to, it's because they have to secure the home.
I want to get into the home inventory numbers in a minute, but I want to go back to something that you said earlier about perhaps the rising interest rates may not stay up for long. Did I hear you correctly when you said that we might see like a jump and then it'll fall back?
Yeah, I mean, you tend to see interest rate rise at the beginning of a Federal Reserve interest rate hiking series. And that's because there's a significant amount of fear in the market that inflation is rising and the Federal Reserve is not doing anything to stymie that inflation. So you tend to see a significant rise in rates. And then it seems counterintuitive, but actually the Federal Reserve raising their rates, the Fed funds rate and discount rate, is actually good for mortgage rates, because that tells the market they are going to do whatever they can to bring inflation down. Inflation numbers are the highest they've been since the 1980s. So when the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates, the market starts to feel assured that the inflation situation will come down. Inflation at the end of the day drives mortgage rates. So with inflation at a 40-year high, and of course, back in the 1980s, mortgage rates were over 10%. So at 5%, we're getting a relative deal, I guess, you could say. But the idea that they're raising interest rates should put a lid in the short term here on rising interest rates, and maybe we hopefully will plateau, and then hopefully later in the year we'll start to see them come down, albeit slightly. But you still have the variables out there. You still have what will supply chain do? Will that improve the inflation situation? And of course, the war in Ukraine really is kind of really pushed the Fed to be ultra aggressive in their rate hiking cycle this the rest of the year.
You briefly mentioned the 2% mortgage rates of the good old days of just, you know, 12 months ago. We probably aren't going. We probably aren't going back there, though, are we?
You know, I don't know is the answer, of course. You know, as long as I've been doing this, I can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation with clients and have heard that exact phrase. You know, we'll never get back there again. And we seem to go back there. Mm-hmm. So it certainly is possible, you know, in a world where, you know, global trade loosens up again, everybody's happy, low cost of goods returns, you know, all those things could reduce to reduce inflation, disinflation, or outright deflation, and all those things would cause lower interest rates. But, yeah, I certainly wouldn't expect it. But I still think that we will be historically over the next several years in the 3-4% range on a 30-year fix for the most part.
I want to go back to the home inventory part of the story. You mentioned that the inventory is just not there, and the numbers are just sort of eye-popping when you compare 2007 with 2022. I mean, it's dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is, and certainly that was part of the equation. You know, loose credit in 2007 was part of the housing bubble, but also inventory. There was so many homes on the market. You know, in so many ways, it goes back to the simple supply-demand equation. You've got a huge number of young millennials buying their first and second home. So we have a larger demand in for housing occurring and a significantly less supply, you know, almost 25% of what was available in 2007. So I would, if I'm a home buyer and I haven't had success in purchasing that home that you're looking to purchase, take any sort of pause or opportunity. There's going to be headlines on articles in the next few months, several months, that about is with a, you know, a big drop in housing data, and you know, the article will be about, is this another housing bubble set to burst? Use that opportunity of the softening demand that will be fed upon those type of those notions and articles to jump in and buy the home that you've been looking to buy for the last year or 2 years, because you know, it'll continue to march forward and be a strong housing market for the next several years.
Well, you know, if the housing demand isn't there, if the inventory isn't there, if we have a low inventory and people just can't find what they want, well, why not build it, right? I mean, the other part of your business is you're a construction loan specialist. How's that part of the business doing? Are more people just deciding to build their own homes because they can't find what they're looking for?
It hasn't slowed down today versus where it was the last few years. So there continues to be that piece of the puzzle. And of course, it's not just building a brand new home. For a lot of people, it's staying where they're at and improving on their home, whether it's improving the space they have or adding additional space to what they have. So that because the inventory isn't available, that's what people are doing, is creating a bigger home on the plot of land that they own. So absolutely, that is something that will continue to be a trend and something that people are going to be looking at.
All right. Ed, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, if you want to drop me a note by email at ed.curry@associatedbank.com. That's ed.curry@associatedbank.com.
All right, Ed, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.